Testimonies relating to Emmanuel Missionary College and its work. To the younger workers. For many years, I have kept before our people the need, in the education of the youth, of an equal taxation of the physical and mental powers. The Lord God of Israel is hungry for fruit. We are nearing the close of this earth's history. We have before us a great work, the closing work of giving the last warning message to a sinful world. The world is out of joint. Christ sees all the misery and despair of the world, the sight of which would bow down some of our ministers of large capabilities with a weight of discouragement so great that they would not know how to begin the work of leading men and women to the first round of the ladder. Their precise methods are of little value. They would stand above the lower round of the ladder saying, "Come up where we are." But the poor souls do not know where to put their feet. Christ's heart is cheered by the sight of those who are poor in every sense of the term, cheered by his view of the ill-used ones who are meek, cheered by the seemingly unsatisfied hungering after righteousness, by the inability of many to begin. Christ welcomes, as it were, the very condition of things that would discourage many ministers. The Lord Jesus corrects our erring piety, giving the burden of this work for the poor and needy in the rough places of the earth to men and women who have hearts that can feel for the ignorant and for those who are out of the way. The Lord teaches them how to meet these cases. These workers will be encouraged as they see doors opened for them to enter places where they can do medical missionary work. Having little self-confidence, they give God all the glory, taking none of it to themselves. The Savior is present to help make a beginning through those whose hands are rough and unskilled, but whose hearts are susceptible to pity and awakened to do something to relieve the woe so abundant. He works through those who can discern mercy in misery, gain in the loss of all things. When the light of the world passes by, privileges appear in all hardships, right order in confusion, the success and wisdom of God in that which seems to be failure. My brethren, in your ministry, come close to the people. Uplift those who are cast down. Teach the first principles of the message. Treat calamities as disguised blessings. Treat woes as mercies. Work in a way that will cause hope to spring up in place of despair. We must have workers. We must arouse the people. The common people are to take their places as workers, sharing the sorrows of their fellow men as the Savior shared the sorrows of humanity. They will, by faith, see Him working with them.